When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the day's play on AFL Nation, where this afternoon the Gold Coast Suns defeated the West Coast Eagles by 37 points, 17-10, 112 to 12-3, 75. The Eagles led at quarter time by 4 points. The Gold Coast edged their way in front by 3 points at half time after it was goal for goal largely in that second term. The Suns then kicked 6 consecutive goals in the third term to open up a 34-point lead. There was a bit of resistance in the final term from the West Coast Eagles, but unfortunately, it was put to bed pretty quickly and the Suns running out 37-point victors. The goal kickers this afternoon, Ben King kicked 3 goals for Gold Coast. Matty Rowell kicked 2. Jed Walter kicked 2 as well. So did Ben Ainsworth. Singles to Braden Fiorini in his 100th game. Sam Day in his return game this afternoon. Bailey Humphrey, who was subbed out with a head knock late in the match. Will Graham, Jared Witts, Jake Rogers, who was superb this afternoon, also finished with a major. While for the West Coast Eagles, 4 goals to Jake Waterman, 2 goals to Jamie Cripps and Jack Darling. Singles to Liam Ryan, Elliot Yeo, and Ryan Marrick. Adam Cooney was our expert this afternoon on AFL Nation. Here's his thoughts post-match.
Well, I thought they had some positive moments. West Coast obviously started the game really well. The Suns got to work after that, led by Jared Witts and Matt Rowe through the middle of the ground, worked their way over and got themselves in front, contested ball and clearance stuff, particularly the second and third quarters, very strong for them. We thought that they would kick away and win, and I thought maybe 50 plus in the end. So a reasonable fight from the Eagles. To still be in it with 6 minutes to go is a credit to them. But again, the coach would be really disappointed about the last 4 minutes when they had an opportunity to possibly win the game, to drop away and let them kick easy goals and put it to bed would be disappointing. And you have a look at the review and why did that happen, all those sorts of things after the game. But I think overall, Adam Simpson would be pretty pleased with his side's efforts. I'm not sure Damien Hardwick would be that impressed by that win, but a win's a win at home and you take it, bank it and move on.
Adam Cooney there, our expert this afternoon on AFL Nation, as the Gold Coast Suns recorded a 37-point victory over the West Coast Eagles. That's it for the day's play from Round 7 at People First Stadium. A reminder, you can catch every game throughout the season live on AFL Nation and through the SEN app. For the Gold Coast Suns, they've got the Q Clash next week against Brisbane, while West Coast return home to take on Essendon at Optus Stadium in Round 8. I'm Matthew Cox on behalf of Matty Hill and Adam Cooney. Here's the highlights from this afternoon's clash. Yo, that's going to win the first clearance. He sends it inside, attacking 50, and a nice mark taken by Marrick from 45 metres out. He got under it a little bit, but it sailed through. Given the hamstring injuries he's had to deal with, as Yo stripped the tackle and lets fly from 30 out and goes through. Anderson has won the free kick from the restart. Anderson from 48 on a 45 degree angle puts it through.
They're under pressure though and they've coughed it up. Petrocelli, he just runs hard inside 50, flirts at the right goalpost, and I think he's kicked it.
Rogers receives it, darts it inside 50 to the presenting king. For his first of the day, Ben King, he leans back on it and it just scrapes in.
So Miller, he's going to go across the teeth of goal. He's kicked it out of bounds on the full. Jake Waterman opens up the angle. Can he kick this round the corner? He's done it again. Followed up with a long kick towards the top of the square. Is it a mark? No, it's not, to Walter. Then Humphrey gets moved to ball and kicks the goal. Kick to centre half forward to King, who gives it to Rogers, who's charging towards goal. And he kicks his first goal in AFL competition, and what a way to do it.
Rogers lurking again, feeds the handball to Humphrey, goes wide to Ainsworth, who beats the tackler and kills it superbly for his second. Tossed up top of the square, Matty Rowell for 2 in a row. He swooped on the back of the ball up, won the footy, created some clear space.
Right on the logo, centre wing. McGovern pulls the trigger inside 50 and Cripps takes the mark from 49 out. It's a nice drop punt that used the breeze superbly. Powell was the sitting duck in front of Darling. Off hands to Marrick, who kicks it inside 50. Waterman waited out the back. He gathers and runs into the open goal.
That's his fourth. It comes out to Rogers. Rogers with one bounce, has two bounces. Unselfishly, it's a veering kick inside 50. Not sure if it was meant to hit Fiorini, but it got him anyway. Could be a big moment in his career. His 100th game. This to put them 5 goals in front. And he's done it. And they celebrate. It looks unassailable now.
It lands back in the lap of Miller. It goes inside 50 and Ben King will line up directly in front. Ben King on the runway from 49 out. That splits the middle. It's the full stop.
So the last passage of play here. Up it goes. Rowell tried to forage it forward and that is all. So in the end, it was convincing for the Gold Coast in front of their home crowd, 17-10, 112 for the West Coast, 12-3, 75.